Hello, I'm Kay Kennedy from Amarillo with a message about my summer read for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. 25 years ago on September the 11th, 2001, we all remember where we were when we heard the news. The unbelievable was happening. The United States was being attacked by four coordinated hijacked passenger planes. Our illusion of always being safe on American soil was destroyed. And as the story unfolded, our collective hearts were broken. Immediately, the world responded, "How can we help?" My book choice, The Day the World Came to Town by John DeFeo, tells the story of one response and the good that happened in one of the darkest moments in our history. That day at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time, for the first time ever in a move to protect the borders, the Federal Aviation Administration closed the U.S. airspace, leaving 4,546 aircraft within that space scrambling to find places to land. Options were to turn around or to head for Canada. Despite the risk of another terrorist on board, our Canadian neighbors did not hesitate, and more than 250 planes carrying 43,895 passengers landed at one of the seven Canadian airports. This story is about the 38 planes with 6,595 aboard that landed in Gander, Newfoundland. Population 10,000. Why Gander? The choice was based on the airport, which when it was built by the U.S., England, and Canada in 1938 was the largest in the world. Virgin Air Flight 75, headed to Orlando from Manchester, England, was the first to land, followed by planes from England, Italy, France, Spain, Germany, Ireland, Hungary, Belgium, and from the U.S., TWA, Delta, Continental, American, U.S. Air, and Northwest. The plane people included two couples with their newly adopted daughters from Kazakhstan, the mayor of Frankfurt on her way to an event honoring the New York mayor, the chairman of Hugo Boss on his way to Fashion Week, a policeman whose widowed sister worked inside the Trade Center's South Tower, a couple returning from a family wedding in Ireland, an Army Brigadier General serving as the Director for Intelligence for the U.S. military, Beatle impersonators, five executives from the Rockefeller Foundation, a Nigerian princess, an Orthodox rabbi, nine dogs, 12 cats, one with epilepsy, and two rare bonobo monkeys. All of them required food, drink, medication, and a place to sleep. And for the humans, showers and a change of clothes. Their luggage was still on the plane. The people in Gander and the surrounding towns opened their hearts, and in some cases their showers, to these unexpected guests and said to the world, "Today, we're all Americans." I encourage you to read The Day the World Came to Town. There's so much more to this story. Deep sadness, unexpected friendship, goodness in action, and how to manage 6,000-plus surprise guests. For HPPR Radio Readers Book Club, this is Kay Kennedy.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.